Okay, after that we have post-inflammatory hypermelanosis or post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation, which is a very common condition which we come across in our daily OPD. Any kind of inflammatory condition when resolves may leave hypermelanosis or hyperpigmentation or hypomelanosis after the inflammation has been resolved. So it may develop at any age and equally in both the genders, and it is more common in those who are who have a deeply pigmented skin or dark skin. It may occur in a variety of the different inflammatory conditions, acute or chronic inflammatory processes in the skin. We can say that any kind of inflammatory inflammation which disrupts the basal layer of the epidermis will result in the pigmentary incontinence, and the melanophages will present in the dermis, and it will present clinically as a slate gray or slate blue, slate brown type of a pigmentation. Graft versus host disease is an example of this. Lichen planus, lupus erythematosus are the other examples. Hypermelanosis of the epidermis may also occur, but in most of the inflammatory conditions, when the epidermis has been involved, then the cell turnover of the epidermis is increased, and as a result the chances of hypopigmentation is more than hyperpigmentation, because the epidermis reacts in the form of an increased turnover of the keratinocytes